voice keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, we'll travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music, loud and hateful. Not really a joke, but at least off the top of the show, that's what it's going to be. We got some loud songs for you, and we got some hate songs for you. Yeah, no room for love tonight. I'm not feeling it. But don't worry, we'll get turned around eventually. Things might get upbeat and positive towards the end of the show. You know, it's Dolly Parton's birthday on Friday. Can't be too hateful on Dolly's birthday. We might have some early cake for you tonight. And there's some cool shows going on Friday, especially Telepathic Butterflies at Times and Wonder. We'll hear from those kids. We got some brand new music from a variety of folks. And we have a John Lennon song that I bet you've never heard before. And we got it all for you here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Part of the plan, but the computer malfunctions and records. you're in. I refuse to take part in gatekeeping people's art. Now I wouldn't give a fuck about the Star Cartel if it wasn't for their wider pretensions to represent some kind of authoritative voice on value in the cultural dimension. Systematic fleecing of the underground could be more easily put. Bees shouldn't waste their time telling flies that honey tastes better than shit. No, thank you for the music that seamlessly fits into the plan. The sound of a culture that gave up on pretending it was anything more than a scam. No, thank you for the music that effortlessly fits the aesthetic. The sound of a culture that's resigned to its art. Have fangs to chew their way through this little Gordian knot and leave the gatekeepers to go hang. I don't want to be in your gang. 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 I don't want to be in your gang.
This is Frank Turner, and you lucky people are privileged enough to be listening to All Bruce all the time on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
You know, we haven't even played Bruce at all this year yet. We may rectify that tonight. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Frank Turner, brand new, 2024, from Frank. No thank you for the music. Frank's getting riled up again. Yeah, no art gate. Gatekeepers allowed. Yes, we're full of vim and vigor and spit and fire and hate here tonight. No love songs. Nope. It's all hate songs to start off the Twang Trust with. I don't know. I think I've been watching too much U.S. news and opinion stuff. I got Apple Music. A friend hooked us up with their family plan. So I watched a couple episodes of the Jon Stewart show, you know, even though they're like a year old, but still plenty to get riled up about there. The gun episode towards the end, did you see that one? Oh my God. You know, if you're an anti-gun guy that wants to get into guns, watch that episode. And man, you'll run right out and buy one just so you could shoot that guy in the head. Anyways, you know, I mean, yeah, there's just so much hate going on. Even somebody as joyful and good-hearted as Martin Joseph is full of hate. He's got a brand new record out, and on it is a couple of songs that you may remember hearing at the Stew Dome back not that long ago, including this one that he dedicated to Mr. Putin. This is called I'd take you out.
For you, I can't find mercy in my soul. And if I could, I would leave it well alone. My blood's on fire, I have no doubt. I'd lose my soul, but I'd take you out. Do the ghosts of their faces find their way into your dream? Do they make you sweat? Do they make you scream? See them rise up one day to watch you fall. I would raise my hand, I would make that call. You are the thief of millions of lives. Broad strokes of evil, king of lies. They say Jesus forgave some thief upon a cross. Looks like you and me then are both men lost. Oh.
Hi Winnipeg, this is Martin Joseph from Wales in the UK, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Just won't be on. Hey, listen. I don't know whether you can tell what the words are to this song, but there's only two of them, and I'd like to have you sing along because it's real easy. Anybody who comes to the Fillmore East can sing this song. The name of the song is Scumbag. Okay? And all you gotta do is sing Scumbag. Right on, brothers and sisters. Let's hear it for the Scumbag.
I think that was the little angriest set we've ever played here on the Twang Trust. From 2023's best album, Lucky For You, that was Bully, Alicia Bagnano, and All This Noise. Before that, Doug heard that song before. He's the only one. None of you others heard that ever. Did you? You never made it to side two of Sometime in New York City. Album two, I guess. It was a double, wasn't it? Did anybody make it all the way through that record? Yeah. Probably more people than heard the entire third disc of George Harrison's All Things Must Pass, I bet. Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Anyways, yeah, John Lennon and Yoko Ono and Scumbag from Sometime in New York City. And yeah, that was Frank Zappa there with the on-stage MC action. He actually took songwriting credit, co-credit for that one too. Is that the first time we've ever played Frank Zappa on the Twang Trust? No, I think we've played WPLJ before a few times, actually. I love Frank's doo-wop stuff. Yeah. It's been a while, though. Doing Bob Dylan's Positively 4th Street, none other than Paul Westerberg. Yes, from The Replacements. That comes from Volume 2 of Hard Rain, a tribute to Bob Dylan. including exclusive tracks that came free with an issue of Uncut magazine. And that was one of the exclusive tracks. There's only a few. I think there's a... Is it... I forget who the other exclusive ones were. Oh, well, there's a bunch. There's a bunch, actually. There's Robin Hitchcock and Echo and the Bunnymen. Lee Ronaldo. A fine collection. And Volume 1 is great, too. And at the top of that set, Martin Joseph. From his brand new record, This Is What I Want to Say. And what he wants to say is, I take you out. And he's talking to Vlad in that one. You don't really get that from listening to the song necessarily, but he explained it all at the Stu Dome last year. Yeah. Well, have we got all our anger out? You know, most of the anger is subsiding, but I still wouldn't mind something loud, you know? I'm not ready to get, you know, necessarily tranquil at the moment here. So, yeah, we're going to stay loud for a little bit. And, wow, what better thing to get loud with than with something brand new from Edmonton's L. Niven and the Alibi. And I was talking to Joe Nolan last week when he was in town doing various things, including helping out Scott Nolan at times for the big CD release show that Scott did. What a ton of fun that was. Holy moly. It reminds you just how amazing Scott Nolan is as a band leader, you know? Just puts the best backing bands together. Just period. I don't know. Nobody else in town can do it like Scott does. And it was great to see Joe up there. And but I was talking to Joe. I asked him about this dude, L. Niven. And I was telling him about, you know, I don't know, you probably heard me talk about this before. I saw this video on TV, and I thought the QAnon shaman had started a band. This guy looked nuts. And I was actually watching the video with the sound off. I turned the sound on to see, you know, just how horrible the song was. And I actually loved it. And even after it was over, I thought, I shouldn't love this. It was like this, you know, crazy, obnoxious, hard rock, boogie metal type thing. And but I don't know. It was great. I loved it. And I asked Joe about him. He says, you know, what kind of maniac is this guy? And Joe knows him. He actually went to Memphis with him once. And says he's a fine fella. He's a father of two and an upstanding citizen. And maybe he wasn't at one point in time. But he is now. And I don't know how... Joe didn't know how serious he was about the music thing. I don't know if we'll ever see L. Niven and the Alibi out this way. Joe didn't know how serious he was about music. He's probably an accountant or something. But anyway, he keeps dropping singles. And here's the most recent one. This is called Bleedin'. L. Niven and the Alibi on the Twang Trust. We'll be right back.
Winnipeg. This is Miranda Mulholland from Bell Star, and you're listening to
All Bruce All the Time on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
From July Talk, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sing it! My love is bigger than your love. Sing it! When we gonna torch and rest your
country and western here on the Twang Trust. Driving and Crying, and a refurbished version of their classic Powerhouse that actually came out towards the end of 2019, originally on the album, what's it called? What was that thing called? It's called Whisper Tames the Lion from 1987. So yeah, sometimes old folks can rock. Gosh, I almost prefer that version. I don't like the pause they take before a 7-Eleven store up on the right. I don't like that pause. The original one with where it just jumps into that line, I think, is way better. Although they've been doing it live like that. If you've ever heard a live version, they've been doing that for decades. So, you know, it wasn't an old person faux pas in arrangements there. No, they've been doing that like that for a while. But still, they need that song needs to be in the next season of Peacemaker, I think. I may campaign for that. Before that, July Talk, brand new. They put out an EP called Solstice just recently. It's a five-song covers EP. And from it, we heard To Hell With Good Intentions. Yeah. And what does that song have to do? What connects that song with Martin Joseph, who we heard earlier? You know what? You know what it is? It's the original version of To Hell With Good Intentions comes from a guy named McCluskey, a hardcore unit, sort of a post-hardcore unit from Cardiff in Wales, just like Martin Joseph. They hang out at the 7-Eleven store up on the right. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen, Good Eye from Working on a Dream, and we started that set off with brand new music from L. Niven and the Alibi from Edmonton. Brand new song called Bleedin'. We've been bleeding during that set. I gotta mop this stuff up here. We gotta tone it down. We gotta tone it down. No more loud, no more hate. No. And we mentioned earlier that this Friday is Dolly Parton's birthday. So, and there's no hate in Dolly. So let's jump into a little bit of Dolly here in honor of her birthday coming up on Friday. Cut yourself a slice of cake and enjoy. And this Saturday, well, it's sold out. You can't get in, but our old pal Belle Plaine is coming back through town on Saturday at the T&A Garage. And, yeah, it's sold out. But I wonder if the lucky folks that get to go to that show will hear this one. Here's Belle Plaine covering Dolly.
To the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and on the stretch, try to come to life. I jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic stops jumping with folks like me on the job for 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. I to get me.
watch him shed. You're just a step on a boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams he'll never take away. Yeah, you're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in.
Hey Winnipeg, this is Belle Plaine, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
So
Fellas, why do you think everybody loves Dolly?
I think it's because she's honest.
That's what I think, too. Everybody seems to feel it. I don't know anyone who doesn't agree. Everybody loves Dolly. They can feel she's honest. They can feel she doesn't hate anybody. They can feel she co-creates some of them songs with angels, with angels. Wouldn't you say? Everybody loves Dolly. Nobody hates Dolly. Everybody loves Dolly. Wouldn't you say? Yeah. Everybody. Everybody loves Dolly. Oh, wouldn't you say? Everybody loves Dolly. Wouldn't you say?
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Richmond. You're now listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, the Twang Trust in Winnipeg.
Purple rain. but you can't seem to make up your mind.